fall asleep.
Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. Kevin and Jennifer are both here from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is out a week from this Friday. That is August 24th, everybody. Tons of celebrities, good reviews, and a good, funny, lighthearted movie.
Lots to talk about sex.
And you should definitely
see it. Not clinical, but still sex talk.
Kaz?
Hey.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
Hey. I wanted to say to Kevin Smith, you are to me what Richard Linklater was to you 10 years ago.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. And so I wanted to ask you, is it worth it to become a filmmaker?
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Judging by the looks of the lady sitting on my right, yes.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. And I would have never met her had I not become a filmmaker. Because they don't send journalists from USA Today to interview guys working at the Quick Stop in New Jersey.
Right.
I did that for a few years, waited for that interview, never happened.
Never,
you know, just waited for them to come through.
Not a full page, but certainly a piece was done.
Not even in the column, you know, not even up and coming. No, we sold USA Today quite a few copies, but nobody ever came to interview me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd say it's absolutely worth it. It's you know, a communications medium, so it's you, if you're lucky, it's you throwing your message out in the void and seeing a response to it.
Cool.
And building an audience off of that, and that's there's nothing better than kind of being able to tell stories for a living, make pretend for a living.
Cool.
As a part of you that doesn't have to grow up.
Oh, and I also wanted to ask you, because I gotta know, what do you think of the new Star Wars title?
It doesn't bother me that much. A lot of people on the internet seem really bugged by
what
it.
What is it?
It's called Episode 2, The Attack of the Clones. Or I threw in the, it's just Attack of the Clones.
Weren't there petitions online to...
Yeah, people are trying to change it already.
People
but people said the same thing about Phantom Menace as well when that title came out. But at the end of the day, nobody refers to that movie as Phantom Menace. They just call it Episode 1. Same thing here. They won't call it Attack of the Clones. They'll just call it Episode 2.
You're a big Star Trek fan? Star Wars, sorry.
Yeah, I guess I've been tagged as that. We reference those movies a lot.
Right.
The movies we've done.
We have Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. In this movie.
And were you disappointed in the Phantom Menace?
No, I actually liked it. I was one of those cats that really dug it. I didn't go in with high expectations.
Right.
Because I'm not, you know, I'm no longer 9, 10 years old. I mean, by the time the movie came out, I was like 28, 29. And I just assumed that it wouldn't affect me the way it did when I was a kid. I think a lot of people went to see that movie thinking, I'm going to be blown away just like when I was a kid, and it'll be my brand new mythology. And, you know, those movies are kind of aimed squarely at kids.
When's the next one come out?
Next summer.
Oh, really?
It's May of next year, 2002.
Oh,
I'm pimping that guy's movie. I should be pimping my own, but yeah.
August 24th, by the way. That's when Jane, Silent Bob, and Chuck come out. Hey, Patty?
Just muttered a plug.
Our kids know.
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm having a problem with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we have sex, I end up spotting and bleeding really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you on the pill?
No, I'm not on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So have you had a pelvic
negative?
You had a pelvic exam recently?
No.
Okay, why don't you get checked out?
I went to the doctor, but he told me everything was fine.
So you had a pelvic exam?
Yeah, well, I had a pap smear done and everything. It came out okay.
Okay, let me reiterate. A pelvic exam is what the doctor does to get the pap smear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you just had one of those?
Yeah.
How long ago?
About a month ago.
Okay, some people have bleed every time they have sex, some women.
Yeah, because
I don't, but I have a picture of Christ in a little bloody teardrop.
He cries. He's not bleeding. But, Patty...
It's distracting. It's at the point where I turn it over.
Again, Patty, some women bleed every time they have sex.
Well, because I probably figured maybe it's because he's big, but...
Patty?
Well, that could help, right?
No.
No, not a factor?
No, not a factor.
Oh, okay. I have another question. Okay. Sometimes when we do have sex, I never get to my point, and the next day I wake up really swollen and in pain.
Huh.
Right, but that's not because you didn't have an orgasm.
But could it be because of it's too rough or...
Yeah, too long, too rough.
Oh.
That's what that's from. It's not like you wake up with blue balls.
Oh.
God, again, you could say that on the show?
I guess. We're not quite sure, quite frankly.
Seven words you can't see.
Right.
S-P-
I'm keeping a running count.
C-F-
Hey, Patty?
Yes.
This guy sounds like he's being a little bit rough.
He is, but...
Right?
In a way, I like it, but there's times where it's too painful.
All right. Well, why don't you tell them to slow down a little bit?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, but I feel maybe he'll probably just say, like, okay, fine then. Because he's a real sensitive person, and he's...
Sure. Patty, you're afraid, how sensitive and great a guy can this be, that you're afraid that if you tell him he's hurting you, he's going to, like, leave?
Well,
give me a break. Why do women think like that?
Did you say that? Was that what you said, Patty?
In a way, that maybe he'll probably just tell me, okay, then fine, we won't do anything no more.
Oh, cut you off?
Yeah, just stop talking to me.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 20.
Yeah, he's not going to cut you off. Oh, you're going to criticize my lovemaking, eh? We'll see how you like it when I don't give it to you anymore, honey. Yeah, women really respond to that. No guy's ever done that. He's not going to cut you off sexually. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tell him what you want.
Is that women thinking like the men are like women? That if somebody insulted them, they go, well, forget it then.
After this evening, I'm convinced there are very few sexual problems in the world. There are just a lot of communication problems.
It's what
people
it
just
is.
Don't talk to each other. And if people learn that you just by communication... You'd get your point across, you'd be a happier person, then like Pat Benatar once sang, we would be invincible.
He's been looking for a way to work that in.
I gotta get on the internet. Yeah, I gotta find something here. Yeah, that's right. I could just critique my lovemaking, will you? Well, perhaps a couple of weeks without my penis in you will teach you a good lesson. Right. And no BJs in the interim either.
Right.
Thank you.
That'll learn you.
That's right. Keep going, because I'm going to cut the handies off in a second. Han?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
All right. What kind of name is that, Han?
My mom was really into Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were named Hans? Are you a girl or boy?
I'm a girl. I'm a woman.
You sound like a girl, but Han was a boy in the movie, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank God she wasn't a fan of Chewie, huh?
Yeah, really.
So what's the question?
Well, my boyfriend of 4 years confessed to me that he had a wet dream about my mother.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, that's like...
Big Star Wars fan.
Was he? Was it a confession or was it just like, oh my God, you never believe how he was freaked out by it?
We woke up in the morning and he shot me and I woke up and I was all wet and I was like, oh.
You what?
I was wet. He shot me. He ejaculated on me.
Sure.
Because
I'll oftentimes nudge my girlfriend to wake her up, but if she doesn't go, then she gets the shot. That's right.
Sorry, honey, you didn't wake up.
That's right.
You mean
he had in the back, no less.
He had a wet dream, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I woke up and I asked him because I thought it was about me. And, you know, when he dreams about me like that, I like to hear about it.
Sure.
Well, but then he was like, are you sure you want to know? And see, that should have been clue number one that I didn't ask him to go any further, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
So I did.
In what universe does that stop someone?
Right. Right. So he dreamt about your mom?
Yeah, and he said that I was there, like, egging him on.
In the dream?
Yes, in his dream.
Right.
And that was really bizarre to me, and it just makes me feel all weird and ugh.
Is your mom young or old?
She looks really great. She's 54, but she looks really good.
Yeah, but wet dreams can be very random. I mean, it could be Jabba the Hutt, you know.
Yeah.
It could be
keeping in theme.
Right.
Yes,
with her name. Her brother's name, by the way. and he was a very honest guy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just would have been like, oh, it's all you. It was all you. And we were somewhere wild and kinky.
What's right?
It almost makes me wonder if he had a plan afoot here that he specifically...
He's like, how do I get out of this? All right, I'll tell her. It was her mother, the art of my
life. Yeah, put her off, yeah.
You think he's trying to send some sort of message or get some distance?
It's almost too diabolical.
Did you freak out at all?
I did.
You did?
I did.
And what happened?
I just kind of looked at him and then I don't ever want to think about that again.
Right.
Ew.
And you went to the next room dragging the comforter from your back, right?
I did get up out of the wet spot though, but I left him the blanket.
Okay, all right, and everything okay other than this?
Well, yeah.
Are you holding it against him?
No, I'm not. It still makes me feel weird though. I mean, you know, you're.
Did you ask him to explain it at all? I mean, did he give you an answer?
Or did you just run out screaming?
No, I didn't ask him to explain it. Pretty much ran out screaming.
Has he been especially chatty with your mother since then?
You know what? He and my mother are really close. They're very close. They are closer than I am with either one of them.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow,
yeah,
that's
but my
weird.
Mom is, see, but my mom is all weird about sex. She's like, it.
Hopefully, particularly with your boyfriend.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your mom what?
I hope so.
Your mom what?
My mom is just, she's really, like, anti-sex. It's okay. Dirty, it's bad,
right.
It's,
right.
You know,
good.
Well, it
bad.
Is.
Right.
That's what my mom told
meanwhile,
me.
Meanwhile, she's being raped by your boyfriend. She doesn't even know it.
Oh, that's horrid.
Well, it's true.
That is so horrid.
All right. All right, hey, why don't you boff her dad next time you go to bed? I mean, in your dreams.
His dad.
Just sort of, yeah, his dad, sorry. Yeah. Not your dad.
Even a score.
To pay him back. Can you do that?
No, because then that would just do. No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right. Is this guy all right other than this?
We have some communication issues, but we're working on it. Oh. I think mostly we're both young.
Yeah, he seems, like I said, this is a very honest, forthright guy. I mean, he's telling you what he did to your mom, for Christ's sake. How long is it, Drew, before a guy should really learn to lie in a relationship? You know what I mean?
Well, studies suggest generally about 38 minutes in.
Right. Yeah. Right. And not lying like, you
where
know,
is this data from this study? Is this the same people that tested lying. The condoms?
That's
is
right. You should not be lying in relationships.
But not, I don't mean real lies.
You mean preserving people's feelings.
I mean the kind of lie, like, you know, you go to the DMV and they go, this car hasn't been registered in 6 months. Have you been driving it? And you go, would that be good? Should I have been driving
that's
it?
Not really, that's not a lie. It's like you testing the waters.
Yeah, it's like you feel it out. Whatever's going to be the easiest and the cheapest, let's go.
Right. What should I say?
Yeah, what's the best? Right. I could have. I don't know.
Right. I don't know if that would have applied to this situation. She's like, the wet dream, who was in it? You know, you don't go like, would it be bad if it was your mom? That kind of thing.
Right, yeah, you probably don't get those options.
I can't believe the dude just flat out said it was your mother.
I don't think that I would be like, ew, but I
don't know if I would
want
to cop to that because, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect
you know
hostility,
I mean?
But at the same time, it's like, did she really need to know that, you know, preserving her feelings, as Dr. Drew just said. It's not really a lie. It could have just been like, it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a deletion of truth.
So you're discouraging.
It's like, I'm fine.
Okay, am I discouraging? No.
Okay, so I'm going to turn the hose on you in a minute. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Loveline, will be right back.